You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join me today to listen in as we talk about Medicaid expansion. What is that? I had the question myself as Nicole Yarbrough reached out to me and told me that she would be speaking on this issue in Montgomery, and I've had family members who have benefited from Medicaid. But Medicaid expansion, I realized that the state of Alabama a few years ago opted out of Medicaid expansion, and so the question is, as we move forward, what does Medicaid expansion mean to the state of Alabama? What does it mean to the citizens, to the community, those who are left out, those who are currently in? And I have with me Debbie Smith with Alabama Arise to share a little bit about Medicaid expansion here in the state of Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Debbie.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Glad to have you. As we were talking before the show, you have your work cut out for you as you try to share the perspective of Medicaid expansion and the benefits to those in the state of Alabama.
Yeah. We do. There's still a lot of education that needs to be done on what exactly Medicaid expansion is and who it would benefit in our state.
Debbie, what year did
Alabama opt out of Medicaid?
Well, that's kind of a complicated answer. It was actually the Supreme Court back in 2012 that made it optional for states to expand Medicaid. So every state has had the option to opt into Medicaid expansion since that time, and Alabama just chose not to since then.
Okay, so Medicaid expansion means that more people would have Medicaid than they do currently. I believe that's the correct response to that. Who's left out right now if Medicaid is not expanded?
Yeah, so it's about nearly 300,000 people in our state that are left out, some hardworking Alabamians. Currently, Medicaid covers people who have disabilities, the elderly, about 50% are children. It also covers pregnant women, but there's not really a category for people who are adults between 18 to 64 years old with low income to actually get Medicaid coverage right now. So they make too much for Medicaid as it currently is right now, but they don't make enough money to get subsidies on the health insurance marketplace.
So the threshold as far as what a person makes or brings in would change with expansion. So the person would not have to make as little as they currently do. So it would be accepted that, okay, this is the threshold and we're going to increase what that is so that the person is capable of having Medicaid.
That's right. So currently right now, if you are an adult seeking to get Medicaid coverage or seeking to get healthcare coverage, right now, you have to actually have a child to be eligible for coverage, or again, a disability, or be pregnant or all of those things. But if you don't have any of those things going on, then the threshold right now for an adult is $372 a month. So take that in. I said a month.
Wow. $372
a month. And in order to qualify for the health insurance marketplace, you actually have to make a minimum income of $2,072 a month. And so that's for a family of three. So that's a pretty big gap of people who are just left without any options for health coverage. To put this in perspective, it would be like a single mom who makes $11.50 an hour working full time. She would not qualify for Medicaid coverage as it currently stands right now, but would make way too much, but not enough to purchase insurance on the health insurance marketplace. So it's a pretty stark, and a lot of people who work at fast food restaurants, who do hair, work in construction, take care of elderly folks like that, do home health services, a lot of those folks who are working are just left in the coverage gap right now. There's a lot of people who are just left without any options for health coverage, again, not qualifying for Medicaid because of its stringent income guidelines, and then not making enough to qualify for subsidies on the health insurance marketplace. And it's really unfortunate because, you know, there's a lot of people who could be going to work if they were able to have access to health coverage. We have somebody that we know in the Huntsville area who actually lost his job as a line cook because he was having issues with his legs. And then he was able to get access to medication through somebody to help him pay for his medication. And once he was able to access that medication, he was able to get back to work because his health issue was taken care of. And now he has a job with health insurance coverage. But if that person would have not stepped in, then he wouldn't be able to work right now. And it would have been so simple for him to just have Medicaid coverage and have that treatment earlier and not lost his job in the first place.
And that's certainly a success story for one person, and one person connecting with that person to show them how they could get the medication they need. And unfortunately, one person at a time is a pretty slow way to do it, isn't it?
It sure is. That is obviously not the ideal way to do it. And if we were to expand Medicaid, then a lot of people would be able to access that medication that they need and to access the healthcare services that they need to stay healthy and to stay in the workforce.
I know I had a friend I talked to earlier this week, and we were talking about his son who has autism, and he will be off of his mom's insurance at a certain age, and he will be depending on Medicaid to mm-hmm. provide him with benefits, and that may or may not happen.
That's right. It just depends on his diagnosis and whether or not it's considered a disability. And then even then, there are different income guidelines for being able to continue to stay on Medicaid. But that is an unfortunate thing, with people can potentially age out at the age of 19 and lose their Medicaid coverage, even, you know, if they have serious health issues going on.
Right now, Debbie, what's the biggest hurdle to get people to say, yes, I want to expand Medicaid, this is something that I want to do for people in our communities who need Medicaid service, who need insurance? What is the greatest challenge at this point to expand Medicaid in the state of Alabama?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it really is just education. I think a lot of our lawmakers are still unfamiliar with who's in the coverage gap and how Medicaid expansion would benefit our state. And also, you know, learning that it is affordable for our state, because some things have changed in the last few years to make it more affordable.
And I guess I'm thinking back to when I was paying attention to what was happening in politics, because there was a time I just decided, you know what, I can only help who I can help and do what's doable. And that is how the Mark White Show started, was the things mm-hmm. that I felt like there was something I could do about what was happening. And that might be a child with cancer helping a family, or somebody loses their home and they need clothes, you know, things like that, that I felt like I could handle and I could help a family like that. At what point did, because I know a lot of families were on benefits. Like my dad worked at General Motors and he had Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and we had great benefits growing up. Something changed where it seems like now more people are in need of insurance, whereas they may have had 30 years ago, 40 years ago, benefits that took care of them. Has something happened different that has caused this change where so many people are in need of Medicaid?
I think it's more along the lines of just healthcare costs in general rising. So it's making it a little bit more difficult for employers to provide coverage. But there's also been just a lot of stigma associated with Medicaid, and so that's been causing some issues over the last few years as well.
Okay. And what about opting out? So let's say we have a really great medical practice in town and I want to use them, and they just say, well, we're not going to accept Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Having more and more places that opt out. That was one of the things I talked to my friend about, was that, well, you may have a Medicaid card or you may have access to this insurance, but if the medical practice doesn't accept it and you get more and more places that don't want to accept Medicaid, how do you overcome that challenge?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the issue with that is reimbursement rates associated with Medicaid. It is the lowest paying of insurances when you get to a doctor. So I think part of what we would want to do with Medicaid expansion is look at the possibility of taking some of the savings that we would have from it and increase those reimbursement rates for doctors to make it more likely for them to go ahead and accept Medicaid coverage.
Right, because it'd be great to have every doctor, every physician, medical person to say, yeah, we'll take Medicaid. And mm-hmm. you could go to the best doctor that you heard of. If somebody said, well, you know, Dr. Jones is the best for this, and you go down to Dr. Jones's office and you get the treatment that you hoped you would get. And unfortunately, if Dr. Jones says, well, I'm not going to fool with that, you know, then you don't get to go to Dr. Jones unless you pay out of pocket and come up with that money to pay him directly. But incentivizing these medical practices where they're encouraged to accept Medicaid, and I could see some where they just say, you know, I just want to help people. And I don't really care that I'm not getting reimbursed in the way that I do in other means, but I just want to make a difference in the lives of these people. And I have this knowledge and this experience. So therefore I'm going to use my knowledge and experience to help my community, and whatever Medicaid does is whatever they do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, more than reimbursement rates, we're just going to be continually working with Medicaid to help improve their coverage services. You know, that's something that Alabama Arise has worked on for years, and that will continue to do so. So we encourage providers to reach out to us and, you know, give us suggestions on how those things can be improved and make it more likely that they'll accept Medicaid coverage.
Debbie, what caused you to take on this line of work to be a part of Alabama Arise?
Oh, well, just a deep passion for making sure that people have health insurance coverage, certainly, but also personally, I mean, it's just been a real struggle for my family over the last decade or so, getting health insurance coverage. We've gone several times without health coverage, so we know what it's like to be in that gap and be worried, you know, that something might happen, where we end up in the hospital and we end up in medical debt and can't pay it. So just a combination of that personal and, you know, just knowing how people are suffering out there without health coverage. I just don't think it's right, and I want to do everything I can to fix it.
So, Debbie, on this particular issue, if someone is researching themselves, if they have found out about Medicaid expansion and they decide, well, I want to find out more about this, where can they go? What resources, tools are available for them to find out more information about Medicaid expansion in the state of Alabama?
Yeah, well, I highly encourage people to check out our coalition that's dedicated to closing the coverage gap and making sure that people have health insurance coverage. It's called Cover Alabama, and you can visit www.coveralabama.org to find all kinds of resources about closing the coverage gap, who's in the coverage gap, how much it would cost, how it's affordable for our state, as well as some resources to go ahead and allow people to reach out to their lawmakers and ask them to take action.
And Debbie, if you'll stick with me, we'll take a quick break, and I want to go into the untaxing of groceries. That's another issue that Alabama Arise is now part of, and discuss that subject so people understand about untaxing groceries. Will you stick with me on that?
Sure.
Okay, excellent. All right, folks, we're talking to Debbie Smith with Alabama Arise. We've just finished up talking about Medicaid expansion. You can find out more about that. I hope that you will do the research and find out more about Medicaid expansion and how it can support, benefit our communities. And when we come back, we'll talk about untaxing groceries, again with Debbie Smith. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad to have Debbie Smith on the line with me with Alabama Arise. As we talked about Medicaid expansion in the last segment, another issue that Alabama Arise is focused on is untaxing groceries. And I know very little about this as well. I don't know what the arguments are, pro and con, just like with Medicaid expansion. With the Mark White Show, I've stayed so far removed from the political world. So I don't know. I'm independent, I guess, at this point in my life where I'm focused on the Mark White Show and who I can help through my show. And so these issues come up and I don't know which side of the fence people are on. And honestly, if it shouldn't matter, but that's the world we live in, is everything becomes political. People choose a side. And when it comes down to it, does it benefit our people? Does it benefit an individual, their family, our community? And that's where my focus is does it make a difference in the lives of the people that we see each and every day, people that we love and care about? And so that's the bottom line for the Mark White Show. And that's the direction I'm coming from as we carry on these conversations. Debbie Smith, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Untaxing groceries. Now, I know this is not on your plate per se, but I know that this is an issue that Alabama Arise is covering, and thought you might could share some of the basics of untaxing groceries in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, sure. So Alabama is actually one of only three states in the whole nation that fully taxes groceries. So I think right there, when people realize that we're one of the only states that actually taxes food, a necessity, that really blows people's minds and think, you know, why are we doing that here? And why can't we be like other states?
And I wonder, because once somebody is able to get a lot of money for particular efforts or different things that happen from taxation, what would be cut off, or what they would look at and say, well, we can't stop that because this goes to this particular area and I want this area to continue to have the financial support that it has. Or someone says, well, if we don't tax the groceries, of course it benefits the individuals. But you know what I'm saying? People get so used to taxation, to, I guess, government officials and those who are depending on having certain monies coming in, that they say, well, we can't stop that because it'll cause us to not have this or that.
Yeah, and that really has been the challenge. Arise has been working on this issue for years and trying to untax the state sales tax on groceries, which is about 4%. But the issue has almost always been, I think everybody can really agree that we shouldn't, you know, tax the necessity that people literally need to live. But the issue has been what you just pointed out. So the funding actually comes from or goes to the Education Trust Fund, you know, which pays for obviously education in the state of Alabama. So we don't want to see any revenue be lost from the Education Trust Fund, obviously. So part of the issue has just been making sure that there is some sort of revenue replacement from if we got rid of the tax on groceries. And so we have a plan for that as well that we're going to be sharing with the legislature over the next few months.
Okay, so you then will tell them the 4% can come from other things, and these are the things that maybe we could add that to when we take away from the groceries?
Yeah, and we should be introducing a bill that will explain a little bit more about it in the next few weeks. So I encourage people to check out Alabama Arise, our website, alarise.org, to learn more about the issue of untaxing groceries and some of our proposals to replace that revenue.
There are some ways that people are spending. There might be other options for the 4%.
Yeah, I think that's where the direction that we're heading. And there's just some tax structure things that we would like to change. So again, we're still working out those details, but we should have a bill introduced in the next couple of weeks.
As I told you, I'm just trying to do what's doable. So if a family reaches out to me today and said, well, my son was just diagnosed with cancer, then I'm going to turn around and try to help them with their fundraiser or other other support that I can give them, because that's pretty immediate. Mark can find ways to do that. I don't necessarily know where I fit trying to help with untaxing groceries or Medicaid expansion, but I guess people understanding, you know, and knowing what we're looking at can be helpful. I'm just trying to figure out where the Mark White Show fits with this, but I am glad to be able to share through the show and try to be balanced about it, because I realize there are people who agree and disagree on these subjects, but at the same time, make people aware of exactly what we're looking at and educating people.
Right. Yeah. I think it's so important that you're just taking this opportunity to educate people on these issues. Because that really has been our biggest challenge, is just getting the word out about who's in the coverage gap, who Medicaid expansion would benefit in our state. Because I think a lot of people just don't realize how many people are still left out, and that it may not be who you think it is that's in the coverage gap. And as well as untaxing groceries, like, I mean, I think a lot of people don't even realize that they're, you know, that it's unusual for it to be taxed on groceries. Like if you've lived in Alabama your whole life, you may not realize that you can go next door to Georgia and not pay taxes on groceries.
I did not realize that.
That's right. So, so I think you just providing this education to folks and letting them know exactly what's going on will help out a lot.
I tell you, if I lived in Fort Payne, I might be tempted just to go across to find a grocery store across the line, now that you said that. If I could
I'm not going to lie, I've done it a couple of times.
Being so close.
We take some Sunday trips to go over to Georgia and save that money. Yeah.
I have family that was in Tryon and then over in Lafayette, in those areas, and so I'm familiar. I just didn't realize that I needed to be going over for groceries too, but that's a new one for me. And as you say, educating people to understand that there are other states that are doing this. This is not a newfangled thing that we've just come up with lately about untaxing groceries.
No. This has been a campaign issue for quite a while for us. But we think it's an especially important time right now with the way that inflation is and everything as well. So this could really help hardworking families in Alabama.
So Debbie, you'll be in Montgomery on April the 11th. Is that correct?
That's right. Alabama Arises Legislative Day is April 11th.
And what will happen then?
Oh, yeah. We'll just do more education for folks on Medicaid expansion and untaxing groceries. You know, let people know all the important details they need to know about legislation that might be introduced on it, and then walk people through how they can speak with their legislators about these issues, and actually give them the opportunity to do it right there in the State House in Montgomery.
So people, the citizens, can come into the State House and be able to get this information from Alabama Arise?
That's right. Yeah. We would love for folks to join us. And again, it'll be like a very much more detailed conversation on these issues and really help prepare you to be able to speak with your legislators about the issues.
Okay, great. And what time does that start on April the 11th?
9:30.
And we'll go until?
Oh, I believe it's around 2 o'clock. I encourage folks to check out the alarise.org website for event details.
Okay, well, I'm planning my trip to Montgomery. Tim Melson says he'll talk to me when I get there.
Oh, great.
Known Tim for a long time and glad to be able to sit down with him when I get there. But I'm going to try to make the trip for April the 11th to be down there and maybe get to meet you as well in person.
Yeah, that'd be great. We would love to have you.
Debbie Smith, thank you for your time today representing Alabama Arise as we talk about Medicaid expansion and untaxing groceries. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading And That's Why She's My Mama by Tierra Nazario. And now, here's Cora White.
I have a special someone who helps me through the day. She is my mama, and that's how it shall stay. In the morning, I need help with my teeth and my hair. She makes sure I don't miss any spots and brush everywhere. After Mama helps me get ready for the day, she waves to me and blows a kiss so I can learn and play. I get a lot of homework and sometimes projects too. She's always there to help me cut paper or squeeze the glue. Every once in a while, I feel a little icky. She takes my temperature and helps me feel better, which can be a little tricky. Sometimes on the weekend, we plan a trip to Embark. It's to one of my favorite places. Can you guess it? The park. As I get older, there is so much to learn. Mama is there to guide the way as I take each turn. There are times when I fall down, and it can really hurt. But Mama's there to kiss my boo-boos and wipe away the dirt. When the weather is sunny, we like to go outside. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. She looks at me with pride. Mama is never too busy to give me an embrace. She pulls me close and squeezes me right up to her face. She prepares me dinner and serves it on a plate. Spaghetti and meatballs is my favorite. Oh, I cannot wait. Every once in a while, we wish for something sweet. What fun we have when we can make a cake to eat. Before going to bed, Mama and I sing and read. She tells me I'm her biggest dream and I agreed. Then she softly sings, "Baby, baby, I love you. I'll be here through and through. Mountains, deserts, and rivers blue. There's no place I wouldn't cross for you." All around the world there are mamas everywhere. They take care of their little ones with tender love and care. So even though we may look different, she loves me every day. And that's why she's my mama in every single way. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can purchase your copy of And That's Why She's My Mama by Tierra Nazario on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble bookstores online. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. These are my kind of people.